Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women's Ministry Today with Mimi Spearman as we celebrate and discuss the 21st century Christian woman, music ministry, and the marketplace. Here is your host, Mimi Spearman.
Hello and welcome back, everybody. This is Mimi Spearman, and I'm so glad that you tuned in to Women's Ministry Today. We are grateful to God. This is the day that the Lord has made. And guess what, ladies? We're going to rejoice and we are going to be glad in it. This show is about the 21st century Christian woman, all things women's ministry. I don't know about you, but I love women's ministry. I love studying the Word of God. I love coming together with the women of God so that we can share, we can grow, we cry together, we laugh, we eat, we go out, we share, we see God moving in the lives of women. And that is such an exciting thing. I wouldn't trade that for anything. So, again, we are grateful to God for this opportunity to speak into the lives of the 21st century woman. You can find out more information about what's going on with the ministry at ladymbooks.com. That's ladymbooks.com. There you will find all of the exciting news with what's going on with women's ministry today, and much, much more. You should visit our website. It's very fun and exciting, and we have some great Bible studies, some great content, and we also have a great magazine that is being prepared and about to be released in the earth for the glory of God. And I'm really excited about the Women's Ministry Today magazine, free publication, and you will be able to download it for free right there at ladymbooks.com. And we're going to also deliver copies to churches and churches that have bookstores. And I would love for you to download it and share it with your friends. It's a free publication, and it's all about women's ministry today. What's happening in women's ministry today, and how we need to be focused and we need to be geared up and moving in women's ministry and letting God move through the lives of leaders so that we can affect change in the 21st century Christian woman's life. So today we're going to talk about one of the biblical teachings that God has blessed me to write and to pen, and I'm so grateful for that because this work came out of the trenches. I mean, really serving, and that's what I do. I am a pastor's wife. I've been a pastor's wife going on 11 years, and I learn a lot from the beginning of when we began to serve as a pastor of how to pour and share with the women of God and how different it is from when I was coming up as a young woman. That's why I said women's ministry today. Really, women's ministry today is not our mother's women's ministry. It's different. There are different requirements. There are different things that have to take place and need to be going on and prevalent in women's ministry today. And so that's something that God taught me, and that's why he's blessed me to write over 27 workbooks, interactive, comprehensive workbooks that will facilitate the Word of God and edge the Word of God into the spirits and minds and hearts of women all over the world. So today I want to talk about My Mouth Has Me in a Mess, which is one of the studies that God blessed me to pen. It is an interactive Bible study, women learning how to use our words to glorify God. Wow. You know, women, we are known to have mouths that are really, really tough to deal with. Okay, so most of the mess that we deal with in our lives, guess where it originates from? It originates from our mouth. What we say, it can really cause us a lot of trouble. But in this teaching, we want to explore how to maximize our words for the glory of God and for the betterment of ourselves and for the betterment of others. See, our words are such a great part of our lives. We talk more than we do anything. We talk more than we do anything. So much so that we really don't pay attention to how we use our words, and because we use them so much. So once we've mastered using our words to glorify God, and we realize that he hears what we say and he uses what we say as a catalyst to his response. Oh, my goodness. Now, the scripture says that death and life is in the power of the tongue. So, again, I'm going to say that he uses what we say as a catalyst to how he will respond as our God. And then we will be more careful and pay attention to what we say, because what we say depends on how God will respond. So, better and to better, I believe that God placed this subject on my heart and my mind for a special reason, because it's needed. I have a lot to say about the mouth, and again, we use our words a lot. And so, you know, our mouth is a means of access. Our mouth can open doors. It can close doors. Our mouth can cause things to manifest in our lives. And our mouth can also cause some things to be maimed in our lives. That means, you know what it means to be maimed. That means to be cut off, destroyed, like a person that is maimed, that have lost a limb. See, that's what our mouth can do. Our mouth can cause maimedness in our lives. But then we can also master our mouth. Now, Proverbs 18 and 21 says that the tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. And so we have to ask ourselves, how have some of the words that we've used caused us to enter into something that was not so good? How have your words been used to cause you to have to exit out of something or somewhere because you said something that was so bad you just was embarrassed and just had to disappear? Can you recall an instance when your words opened up a doorway for you in a positive way? So our words can go both ways. They can go, you know, take us into a positive place and take us into a negative place. Job 33:3 says that my words come from an upright heart. My lips sincerely speak what I know. And that's what we have to pay attention to, is that our lips have to definitely be sincere. Our lips and what we speak through our lips is what I'm trying to say. It should come from an upright heart. Are your words coming from a place of peace, anger, sincerity, or do you just use words because they are semantics necessary to communicate without really knowing the value of your words? How much do you really value what you say? And so I say to you, as you're listening to this, that your words are even as a means of accessing the gospel of Jesus Christ. If you read Acts 5:27-37, you would see that. And it says in the last few verses there, it says that the disciples, this is a passage about the disciples, and that it said they convinced them, they called the apostles back in after giving them a thorough whipping. They warned them not to speak in Jesus' name. See, our words will allow access to the gospel. You have to tell people about Jesus. And see, here the disciples were actually beaten because they were speaking in the name of Jesus. And so when we speak in the name of Jesus, this gives people access to the gospel. And if we don't open up our mouths, guess what it does? It closes people off to the gospel as well. So are you willing to speak the word of God in the face of imminent danger? Are you willing to speak that? See, our words are a means of access to blessings or cursings. And that's exactly what we can use our mouth for, to bless people or to curse people. You know, curse words are exactly what they are. They are curse words. They are to speak a curse. And then we ought to have blessed words. Psalm 19:14, it says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Our words are very powerful, women. So we have to pay very close attention to what we say, because our mouth can get us in a mess or our mouth can be used to speak the message of Jesus Christ. So you have to get this teaching. You have to make sure that you're not using your words to maim others, and even to maim yourself. You know, what we speak of ourselves, well, I'm not good enough. Well, I don't have what it takes. Well, I wish I had this. I wish I looked like this. Or, you know, I wish I had finished school, but I didn't. I wish I didn't have a baby when I was a teenager. Guess what? Hey, it happened. So you ought to use your words to turn that situation around. Use your words to maximize the moment. Use your words to be motivation. Speak to yourself and speak to others and say, guess what? You know what? You can do it. I am what God has called me to be. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And we have to use our words to create an atmosphere of miracles and growth. We can speak to people and say, you know what? You're gonna be the best that you can be in Jesus' name, instead of using our words to create a mess. You know, women are known for, you know, hey, talking about things we shouldn't talk about. You know, having a spirit of gossip. You know, we should. That's not what God wants for us as 21st century Christian women. God wants us to use our mouth to glorify Him. He wants us to speak about Him at all times. He wants our words to be a light. Our words have power to bring life or death. Think about that. Let that soak in. You have to speak it and say, you know what? I am going to get this done in Jesus' name. Well, guess what? You can speak that into the lives of your children, your friends, your loved ones, your coworkers, even in the bleakest of things. That's what Job said in the text that I just was talking about. Job said, hey, my words are coming from an upright heart, and your heart and your mouth are connected. What is in your heart is going to come out. And we as women, we try to suppress that. You know, we really could be feeling really bad and icky about something, and we try to keep it in, but all the while our mouth is letting out how we really feel. So we got to deal with that heart issue, and you got to get this study. You can get it at LadyMBooks.com and go through it and see how your words can bring manifestation. Because they can. Things will manifest when you begin to speak it. Things will come forth when you begin to speak it. Things will change when you use your mouth to bring manifestation versus a mess. And so I just want to give a couple of shout-outs before we get off the air today. Again, to my GNOs, I love you. You know who you are. I have a shout to Elvira Craig. She's going to have her I Am conference and luncheon, and I'm so excited about going to that. Pastor Elvira Craig on April the 30th, 2016, Saturday at 10 a.m. I also have that posted on my Facebook page. The admission is free. You need to be there. You need to be there. You have to register, though, online, so she'll know that you're coming, and you need to get that flyer. It's going to be at the Bible Teaching Fellowship Ministries, 2530 Old Luetta Loop, Suite 110 to 113 in Spring, Texas, 77388. I'm going to be there with my books. I'm going to have a table. And thank you so much, Pastor Ivara Craig, for the opportunity. The keynote speaker will be Pastor Cynthia Carter from Word Under the Stars Ministry, great woman of God. I've had the opportunity to share in prayer with Pastor Cynthia. So I'm so excited about what God is doing in the earth. And do visit us at LadyMBooks.com as we celebrate the 21st century Christian woman and what God is doing in the earth. So I say to you, until next time, tune in and share what God is doing with women's ministry today. Signing off, this is Mimi Spearman. See you next time.